And we welcome back to the program one of the owners and the beverage director of Bottles Beverage Superstore, the evil genius behind Bottles. We say hello again to Mike Van Byra. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing good, Rich. What's going on today?
Well, I appreciate you taking time to talk with us because I know that you are busy. The third Bottles Superstore opened up in Somerville. How is that going?
Yeah, we've got the grand opening taking place. Well, it's this week, and it's going great. We remodeled the wine and beer side. It looks amazing. We've got a great selection of wine, beer, liquor, obviously. And come on by and check us out. We're on North Main Street.
Now, remind everybody, you know, I know the Bottles Beverage Superstore over there on Coleman Boulevard in the old Moultrie Plaza in Mount Pleasant, and you got the new one in Somerville. And where's that third location?
The third location is up in Columbia. Yeah, we're off of Fort Jackson Road in Columbia.
All right, so that's good to know. If people going up to Carolina Games and they want to tailgate and stop and get stocked up, that would be a good place to do so. Can I ask you, and I know this is a total homer kind of question, but why is it, and I know as you're the owner, beverage director for Bottles, so you can answer this as honestly as you want to, what is it that makes Bottles better than other stores where you can get those supplies?
Well, it comes down to a couple different things, Rich. First and foremost, it's the selection. We have the best selection of wine, beer, and liquor. I'm comfortable in saying this in South Carolina. If you can't find it in Bottles, it's not going to be available in the state. So, and then the second reason is our service. Our customers amazing service on a daily basis. You can come with us any questions you have. We can help you put together something for a party, a big event that you're having, or if you just want to come by and chat about booze in general, we'll do it.
Well, we're always up for talking about booze, but selection and service being the two things, you know, that when you think about Bottles, though, I guess, you know, to some extent, you guys do have such a great selection, and, you know, let's talk about, first of all, you guys are still have those safety protocols in place for people who go shopping in Bottles, right?
Yeah, we do. Obviously, you know, the social distancing and the mask, that goes without saying. And then, but we also, if you don't feel like coming in the store, you can call us up and tell us what you want, and we'll have it ready for you, bring it out to the curb, and we'll ring you up. You don't have to get out of your car. You can stay in it, and we'll take care of everything for you.
You haven't been able to get the delivery stuff yet, can you?
Not yet. No, that's not quite legal yet.
Yeah.
That's
too bad. That's too bad, but I know you're working on it. But curbside delivery works just as well. And let's talk about the selection, starting first of all with wine. I know last time we talked, I was telling you I was definitely into some Sauvignon Blancs lately, and you guys have a great selection of wine, a wide variety there of Bottles.
We have, Sauvignon Blanc being real popular, Rich. Not only do we have Sauvignon Blanc from the U.S. here, we have Sauvignon Blanc from France, we have Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, we have Sauvignon Blanc from Argentina. It goes on and on and on, so... And they're all different styles, and we can point in the right direction depending on what you're looking for flavor-wise in those selections. So, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize there were that many different Sauv Blancs. I'll just have to do a little bit more research and show prep, if you will, to find that out. You know, obviously, craft beer has become such a huge industry nowadays, and you guys have a killer craft beer selection.
Yeah, it seems like every month there's a new brewery here in town, and that's sort of what we specialize in. Obviously, we have imported beers, and we have our macro beers, of course, but we really specialize in the local scene here, since we are locally owned and operated. So, just recently, we had two new breweries open up here in town, they're working on canning their product, and when they do, we'll have it in the store for you to check out. So, yeah.
Well, every time I drive by the Bottles in Mount Pleasant, you always have a good crowd there. How has the reception been up in Flowertown for the new Bottles with the grand opening going on?
It's been great. Yeah, people are starting to figure it out up there. They're coming in, and it's really like nothing ever has been up there like this. So people are. are really shocked and surprised, shock and awe, right? I guess it's a good thing to say, shock and awe with booze in Somerville. So, yeah, people are digging it.
Well, now, you know, we talked about this earlier during the pandemic, and just the fact that one of the industries that has been doing very well is the alcohol industry. And I'm sure that you have seen that at Bottles as far as sales are strong. I mean, people have more time at home. They're looking for ways to be social, but socially distant at the same time, so they tend to stay home. Have you seen that reflected in the sales with Bottles Beverage Superstore?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, definitely. I think it's all across the board in terms of retail. Things have really picked up. Unfortunately, our restaurants are just opening now, but all summer long, people had to get their booze some way, and they definitely boosted some sales here, at least.
So. Well, you know, there's a silver lining in the dark cloud. I mean, there are industries and businesses that have prospered during these tough times, and I'm glad that Bottles is one of them. Obviously bringing about the third Bottles Beverage Superstore in South Carolina that opened up there, the grand opening in Somerville. What else is it that you want to make sure that people know about Bottles when they're thinking about getting their supplies for the weekend or a little wine for the evening dinner or whatever? What is it? What's the secret behind Bottles? You can share with us now, Mike. Come on.
Well, it's all about staying on top of the trends, Rich. And so, you know, right now we're heading into bourbon season. You know, in that department, we bought three different barrels directly from Kentucky, one from Elijah Craig, Russell's Reserve, and then we have a Knob Creek barrel in there. So what happens is they send us samples, and then we choose one, and then they bottle up for us, and they send it to our stores. These are one-offs, and they're really unique to us. So it's stuff like that really makes us different. I mean, you're not going to find these bourbons anywhere else in the city. So, and then as far as wine goes, I mean, right now we're starting to blow out some of our rosés. So you can come in, you're going to get a great deal on a bottle of rosé right now. Some of them are half off. So, and then on the beer side, we've got our pumpkin beers out. So the selection is really insane. We've got about 15 different pumpkin beers right now. So, so that's kind of our secret sauce right there.
That's crazy. There's so many pumpkin beers. No pumpkin wines, though, right? No pumpkin bourbons? Just checking.
I'm not going to say maybe in the future, but not right now, no.
Well, you know what? I mean, I do love a good rosé, and in the words of Lynyrd Skynyrd, I'm a whiskey rock and roller, so a good bourbon can't go wrong. And I guess also, if people are thinking about stocking stuffers and gifts, you know, gifts for their office coworkers or family members, great time to go ahead and think about getting that in a nice decorative box or something that you can give to somebody courtesy of Bottles.
Yeah, we have all that stuff, too. We have great gift selections. We have, a gift bags. You can come on in and knock out your gifts for the holidays. We actually just bought a bourbon barrel from Firefly, our friends up there in Park Circle, mm-hmm. and we're selling their bourbon in little half bottles, 375. So that would make a great little stocking stuffer right there.
Wow, it sounds like you're doing great, Mike, and that things are going very well in the world of Bottles Beverage Superstore nowadays.
We try to stay on top of things, and we're thankful for the support from Charleston. So, come on in, and we'll take care of you.
Well, here's to you, buddy. Cheers. Job well done, and I just want to say good luck. We're all counting on you. Mike Van Byra, one of the owners and the beverage director of Bottles Beverage Superstore, Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant, North Main Street in Somerville, and up there near Fort Jackson in Columbia. They're the best in the state, and we love talking with you, Mike. So cheers to you, and thank you for the conversation, buddy.
Cheers back to you, Richard. Thank you.
Yeah, and you're buying.
Yeah.